someone in this manner that they made the experiment with the dagger 10 days ago.
I see, said Fox. Well, somebody's proved it now, all right, haven't they?
Yes, agreed Alain.
We finished, sir, said the photographic expert.
Right. Alain went over to the throne and covered the body again. Carry her over to that couch. She can be taken away now. You'll do the post-mortem tomorrow, I suppose, Dr. Amthill.
First thing, said the doctor briskly. The mortuary car is outside in the lane now. This studio is built into the brick wall that divides the garden from the lane. I thought it would save a lot of trouble and difficulty if we opened that window, backed up the car to it, and lifted the stretcher through.
Over there?
Alain walked over to the window in the south wall. He stooped and inspected the floor.
This is where the modelling fellow, Garcia, did his stuff. Bits of clay all over the place. His work must have stood on the tall stool here, well in the light. Wait a moment. He flashed his pocket torch along the sill. It was scored by several cross scratches.
Someone else has had your idea, Dr. Amthill, said Alain.
He pulled a pair of gloves from his overcoat pocket, put them on and opened the window. Alain shone his torch on the ground under the windowsill. He could see clearly the print of car tires.
Look here, if you don't mind, I think we'll take the stretcher out through the door and along the path.
Sligo, you go along and show the way, said Blackman.
The constable at the door disappeared, and in a minute or two returned with two men and a stretcher. They carried Sonia's body out into the night.
Well, I'll push off, said Dr. Amthill.
I'd like to get away too, if you'll let me off, Mr. Alain, said Blackman. Two of my chaps are down with flu, and I'm rushed off my feet. I needn't say we'll do everything we can. Use the station whenever you want to.
Thank you so much. I'll worry you as little as possible. Good night. The door slammed and the voices died away in the distance. Alain turned to Fox, Bailey, and Thompson.
Ah, the old team.
That's right, sir, said Bailey. Suits us all right.
Well, said Alain, it's always suited me. Let's get on with it. You've got your photographs and prints. Now we'll upend the throne. They turned the dais on its side. The light shone through the cracks in the roughly built platform. From the widest of these cracks projected the hilt of the dagger. It's been hammered home at a slight angle so that the blade would be at right angles to the inclined plane of the body. It's an ingenious, dirty, deliberate bit of work, this. Prints, please, Bailey, and a photograph.
While Bailey and Thompson worked, Alain continued his tour of the room. He pulled back the cover of the divan and saw an unmade bed beneath it.
Bad mark for Mr. Garcia.
Numbers of stretched canvases stood with their faces to the wall. Alain began to inspect them. He thought he recognized a large picture of a trapeze artist in pink tights and spangles as the work of Catty Bostock. And that round, high-cheeked face was the one he had seen dead a few minutes ago. The head and shoulders had been scraped down with a knife. He turned another big canvas round and exclaimed softly.
"What's up, sir?"
asked Fox.
"Look."
It was a portrait of a girl in a green velvet dress. It was most simply done, painted with a kind of quiet thoughtfulness. But across the head, where the paint was wet, someone had scrubbed a rag and scratched with red paint an idiotic semblance of a face with a moustache.
"Lord," said Fox. "Is that a modern idea too, sir?"
"I hardly think so," murmured Alain. "Good God, Fox, what a perfectly filthy thing to do. It's as if a nasty child has done it in a fit of temper."
With a swift movement, Alain turned the canvas to the wall. He lit a cigarette and squatted on his heels.
"Any prints, Bailey?"
"There's a good many blue smears round the edge, sir, but it's unplaned wood underneath, and we can't do much with it. It looks a bit as if someone had mopped it up with a painty rag."
"There's a chunk of paint rag on the floor there. Have a go at it."
Alain began to prowl round the back of the throne.
"Hello."
He pointed to a strip of wood lying in a corner of the studio. "Covered with indentations. It's the ledge off an easel.
That's what was used for the hammering. Take it next, Bailey."
Bailey used his insufflator on the strip of wood.
"No," he said after a minute or two, "it's clean."
"All right, we'll leave this